Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to the Old Testament book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 55, and I would like to read an extensive text with you today, and that's verses 6 through 11. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 6 through 11. Note what the Word of God says. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. That's Isaiah 55, verses 6 through 11. And what a powerful passage of Scripture that is. I would encourage you to take some time today and just meditate upon it. But there are two points that I want to bring out from that text. First of all, in verse 7, where it says, "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." You know, a number of years ago, I was holding a revival in a church up in northern Pennsylvania. At the end of the message, when I gave the invitation, there was a young lady who responded, and she was weeping. I mean, even before I invited the people to come forward for prayer, she was at the altar. And so I went down and spoke with her, and I asked her what her problem was. Why was she crying? And she told me that she had fallen into some sin, and her pastor told her that the sin that she had fallen in, God will not forgive. Well, beloved, that broke her heart. And you know something? That is a lie from the pit of hell. No matter what our sin is, when we turn back to the Lord, when we confess that sin, he forgives. And as it says here in this passage of our Scripture, he will abundantly pardon. If you are far from God today, if you've stumbled and you've fallen into sin, go back to the Lord. Repent, confess, and he will forgive. And then verse 11 of Isaiah 55 says, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." God tells us in this passage that he will abundantly pardon. He will abundantly pardon. Believe it. No matter what it is you've gone through, God's word that will not return unto him void promises that when you turn back to God and repent and confess, he will abundantly pardon and restore you and continue then to use you for his honor and for his glory. God turns no one away who comes to him in faith. And Father, we are so thankful for that. I ask and pray for that person who may feel so dejected that they're afraid to turn to you for forgiveness. I pray today that they'll do so, and I thank you that your word will not return unto you void, and that you'll forgive and pardon them. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this Moments of Meditation and Prayer Time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries saying, God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.